Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
Coming up on the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on the Appalachian Trail. It's on the way in just a minute.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Rocks. Ah, yes.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Doc.
True story. These guys coming out to Whiskeyville, crossing the Whiskey Desert, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Heard many great things about it.
Well, he's been out in the Whiskey Desert, on his way to Whiskeyville, for some 6 months. All he's got are a couple of camels and his supplies. Well, he's been out in the desert, like I said, for 6 weeks. He's starting to get just a little bit horny.
Oh.
In fact, one of his camels is a female, and she's starting to look pretty good to him. Well, that night he sneaks up behind her. His better judgment lost to lust. She swings her head around and gives him a little nip. Well, he decides he's not going to do it. About 4 months later, he's out of control again and starts thinking about that camel. You know, camel swings her head around and bites him. So she says, better not do this. Anyway, he heads back in the trail and he sees something funny off in the distance. He arrives at the scene, he finds a young lady buried up to her neck. And he says, "What happened to you?" And she says, "Well, I was buried up to my neck by some Injuns." So he digs her free, and she's standing there looking real tasty. She says to him, "I'm so grateful. I'll do anything for you." He goes, "Really? Well, could you hold this camel's head for me?"
Jeez.
It was an Armenian guy, obviously. Rather unusual request. Well, that concludes our true story from the Old West.
Thank you so much.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's the man in the Otis elevator hat, comedian Greg Warren. I was watching on the TV the other night, Greg.
Hey, Tom. Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Hi, Greg. Good. Great seeing you, buddy.
You know, good to see you. You know, Tom loves your show, but he also loves the fact that he can say things like, "It's on ABC television."
Yeah.
That's something he can put an anchor in, baby.
Don't you mean Wednesday night on ABC?
Yes, tonight.
It's Nate Bargatze.
Or anytime at all, wherever you are, and with whatever you're streaming.
Watch this, Josh. Okay. In the role of Durwood Kirby, it's Greg Warren.
Durwood Kirby, the sidekick to Gary Moore, everybody.
Man, that is
obscure enough.
Gary Moore brought us Carol Burnett. How about that?
Chick, you know how I end my sets now on stage?
No.
I throw down the mic and I say, "Check your local listings."
Yeah, baby.
Do you ever give it some spice? Like, "Check your local listings."
That's right.
Well, I never thought anything like that. That's very good. That man ought to be in television. And I know, you know, now.
You guys do a great job, Greg. You, Nate, Julian McCullough, he's real good.
The best stunt, they did a thing in which, you know how when you go grocery shopping, you have the cart, and they've got the cart corral in the parking lot, and it's always, how far can I go away?
We all do it.
And,
yeah.
And by the way, part two of this, and I don't know if you mentioned this, but never park next to the cart corral because you've got some joker 40 feet away shoves it, and then you have to get a new light for your car where they knock out the brake lights.
Do you remember that was a campaign for the PGA Tour not that long ago? They had,
oh, wow.
They had the pushing the carts to see if they get into the corral the farther away. And the tag was, "Oh, these guys are good," or something like that.
I have become, and let me, you guys can call me as crazy as you like.
You're as crazy as a loon.
I have become a cart corral.
Okay, go ahead.
A cart corral organizer.
If they have the small card and the large card side.
Oh,
yeah.
Josh, do you do that?
I move some things around. In a progressive commercial, I could have the doctor.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Yeah, I do that too.
You do it also?
Yeah.
We don't have to.
No. Do you have a technique for loading the dishwasher that's also a little bit anal retentive?
A little bit anal retentive. I mean, no, I have very specific.
Okay, but me too. Now, Greg Warren, what's the latest with your life? Everything going great? I know you had your great homecoming show. I heard great things about it.
I hear great things.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I do have a topic today, but before I do, I'd like to say that, Bob was very, very good to me. I still remember two or three times, once when he emailed me and then once in the showroom when Bob stood up after a bit, it was maybe the greatest moment of my life. And then doing a live show one time, he came up and talked to me. But one of my favorite things that I remember about Bob was how upset he was when Tom got one of his favorite dishes at a restaurant discontinued.
Yeah. Correct. The broccoli cheese soup.
Broccoli cheese soup.
Broccoli cheese soup.
I had no idea that Bob liked it.
Yeah, absolutely true.
Yeah.
That's a true story, my friends. And you're the first one to mention that since the sad death of Bob. I'm sorry.
I was in the studio when this was revealed. Bob was not happy about it at all.
Yeah, you still can't believe that whole scenario, but it's absolutely the truth.
It happened, man.
Yes, yes.
It's incredulous. Bob was not happy about it, man.
Nope. I didn't realize that was his favorite.
But it was somebody's favorite, and only Bob's.
That restaurant eventually folded. Yeah. It's no longer there.
I'm sorry about it. Once again, Greg Warren comes to us with a topic that typically most people don't go deep on, but Mr. Warren chooses to. And what is our topic today?
Tom, it's the Appalachian Trail.
Oh.
You ever been on it?
I have not been on it. You been on it, Josh?
Maybe.
I've stomped around, just wandered
around over there.
I've stomped around that area.
That just tells you how exciting and important it is.
I mean, I love the Appalachia.
Are you a Lapalacha or Lapalacha?
Oh, I'm a Lacha all day.
Okay. Lacha. Yeah. 2,193. That is the amount of miles goes from Maine all the way down to Georgia.
Wow, I had no idea.
4,000 people try to hike this thing, the distance. They're called through hikers. 4,000 people every year try to do it. About 1,000 people make it.
Wow. Mm. Huh.
Apparently, but there's only about 22,000 people that have ever made the whole deal.
About how long does it take?
4 or 5 months.
Man.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah. Actually, I'm sorry. 5 to 7 months. You have to be real fast. One guy did it in 41 days. That's Carl Sabby. He's a maniac.
That's a weird canyon name.
Belgian, actually, Josh. Oh. Sabbe. Carl with a K.
Are there hotels all along the way?
No, oh,
there's,
yeah.
There are some hostels.
And a Buc-ee's. And, yeah.
There are. I didn't get this. There's like hostels and huts and lodges. So yeah, you can. You know, you're going to do a lot of camping, but you can get a break.
Wow.
But I think you have to. These things fill up pretty fast. It's managed by volunteers. 31 clubs. The main club manages 266.8 miles. That's the biggest club. But they sort of they're the ones who clean it up and take care of it.
You never think about it going all the way up to Maine.
Yeah,
right.
No, is this a thing? Like you backpacked across Isle Royale, right?
I did a.
Would you have thought of doing this, the Appalachian Trail? Or
I would never in my life have had that kind of time.
Yeah.
How's the cell phone service?
I would imagine you get some here and there.
Here and there, yeah. I wouldn't.
You are going through towns on this thing. You know, not every day, but you'll hit some towns here and there.
Yeah, you know, you're good to mention that because I picture desolation and when I hear trails and
but
things.
Can anybody, can you sort of at random do a couple days? Or do you have to sign up and have a permit?
Or you have to do
a small segment, sure.
Okay, I do that, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Can you do it in bits and pieces, like do every other weekend? You have
is Greg frozen? His Zoom is frozen.
Yes, he's frozen.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I found him emotionally on...
Yeah.
At sometimes.
That's a good angle, though. He looks like a superhero. Oh, there you're back. He's back.
There he's back.
Lost you guys.
Okay, yeah, we were making fun of you.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Okay, guys, I lost you for a second there.
You're back.
Was it pretty good?
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
You know, when you travel on the trail, if you're a thru hiker, often you take a nickname. basically these people, they sort of want to they want to adopt a whole new personality when they're out there. Some of the nicknames I saw were Maple, Tin Man, Belch, Seeker, Skippy. There's a guy I'm not hanging out with.
Do you create your own name, or do you have to pick it out of a hat, or do you have a
Well, this is a great question, Tom. Usually a trail name is given to somebody by their fellow hiker and is often something they do that they mess up. So if somebody, a couple of people knocked over a stove and started a fire, they were Crash and Burn.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So any of you guys know what your... mine would probably be Quitter.
That's going to be mine. Darn it, Greg. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Well, actually, we found one for Josh today.
Yeah?
Is that right?
He is known as the Ruiner.
Oh, the Ruiner.
Greg,
yeah.
I'm very capable of ruining any given thing or moment.
Oh, any situation, yeah. Everybody just, well, you know, it's time to go home.
I think mine would be Crier.
Crier, yeah, Crybaby.
Yeah.
Come on, crybaby.
Mine would at least be shin splints.
Oh, yeah.
Shin splints, yeah.
I mean, are most people prepared for this?
Well,
they physically fit if you're going to walk, 2,000 miles?
I would think.
I think some people do prepare, some people don't.
Even the Proclaimers quit halfway through.
Because they only walk 1,000 miles.
Oh. 500.
Nice. 500 miles, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a quarter.
But there's two of them, so they did.
Very good, Josh.
Nice recovery good. Because you almost ruined that joke.
Nice save.
You
ruined
that. Yeah. That's very good.
So is it fairly hilly, I'm assuming?
It's the mountains.
Yes, it's the Appalachian. They have a mountain range I'm not sure if you're familiar with.
Yeah,
hilly.
But much more difficult in the north part. Some people go north to south. Some people go south to north.
As Tom would say, Greg, let me ask you this. Is this a prescribed path that you take, like signs and the suggested way to
do
this?
Yes, there's markings all along the way, specific markings.
No. Are there stats on people who have disappeared?
Yeah,
Or eaten by bears?
I think there's been like 10 murders. You go through Irwin, Texas. Irwin, Tennessee. Do you guys know what happened there in 1916?
No.
Well, they hung an elephant.
Really?
That was on the trail?
No.
He got lost.
No, Murderous Mary was part of the Sparks Circus and killed a man, and the townspeople got real mad, so they hung the elephant.
How do you do that?
With a crane. They feel bad about it. They've done stuff for elephant conservation since then. But yeah,
can you imagine
sort of a mob.
As the crane lifted the elephant, the fecal fountain.
I couldn't imagine until now.
He's kind of forcing us to, isn't he?
The elephant's scared. The elephant doesn't know what's going on, right?
This is where I'm out on the whole thru hiker business. The most dangerous animal on the trail, what do you guys think?
Rattlesnakes.
Snakes, yeah.
They have rattlesnakes. They have copperheads. There's moose way up there in Maine. Black bears, bobcats, but you guys haven't hit it.
Mosquitoes?
Man.
Lyme disease.
Ticks.
9% of AT hikers, that's what they call people that are in the know, AT, the Appalachian Trail. 9% of AT hikers have Lyme disease.
Wow. You know, it's no joke. Remember, Daryl Hall had Lyme disease. It was debilitating.
You don't want it.
I can't go for that, chick.
No. No can do.
Nicely done. This is why Greg's Greg Warren is on ABC television Wednesday night. It's Nate Bargatze. Greg Warren.
Don't bring your dog, they say. Tom, you were asking about preparation. I read one person said a good, you got to not only be have endurance and be strong, but you need to have balance. They said one way to do this is go put on a big backpack and walk on a balance beam.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Dad okay. ruined gymnastics practice again.
Aw, Dad.
Get off my beam, Dad.
Yeah.
How much
this guy,
does it give you a typical weight of the pack these people are carrying?
Man, I was thinking, I thought I saw something around 80 pounds.
I bet so. They, oh, yeah, they make you carry everything. Everything you need.
You practice with like a rucksack and get yourself all prepared.
Yeah.
I mean, I went was at the military academy. We had a fairly heavy backpack when I was hiking.
Didn't you get kicked out for changing the word rucksack? Okay.
I did not get kicked. I was honorably discharged. Right. Sorry. Wow. I didn't get kicked out. I quit.
A
quitter.
Nobody folded shirts like Greg did, right, Greg?
I was very good at it. Thank all you, right. Chick.
You're welcome.
This guy, James T. Hams, he embezzled $8.7 million from a Pepsi bottling plant, and then he took to the trail. And everybody thought he was a nice guy out there on the trail. His trail name was Bismarck. Somebody saw him on America's Most Wanted or American Greed. And that's how they wound up getting. But Bismarck was out there hiking the trail for years.
Nation of rats. We live in a nation of rats.
Yep. Yeah. Bismarck.
keep your mouth shut.
That's who you have a problem with, Josh. Yeah. Is the people that told on him?
That's right. Man was out there
minding his own business.
Damn right.
Yeah, Christy. But yeah, Bismarck. Yeah, they liked him out there. He was able to sort of hide. Bismarck E could not hide on that trail at all.
Got what I
exactly.
Need.
They heard him coming every time.
Oh damn right, yeah. They did.
Yes, I have what you need. Just would you move through?
Once again, we're speaking with comedian Greg Warren. The topic is the Appalachian Trail.
I bet it's gorgeous. I love that part of the country,
I'm sure,
and especially fall foliage.
Do they give you if you do it, you become a member of some club? Is there like a pin or a jacket or
a plate?
And how do you prove it?
I assume you check in at the beginning and...
There are like a lot of places where there's like little logs that you can sign in at. There's this one lady, Genevieve Hutchison. You can go to her house over there in Bald Mountain, Massachusetts, and she'll give you a drink and you sign the guest book.
Oh, yeah. Genevieve's sweet. Yeah, she's nice.
Guy wrote a book about it and they made a movie about it. I like the movie. Bill Bryson wrote the book, A Walk in the Woods.
Oh, it's about the Appalachian Trail?
It's about him attempting to walk the Appalachian Trail with his friend. The movie was Robert Redford and Nick Nolte. Bryson quit, I think, about 40% of the way through.
I had a great time filming that.
Hey, is Nick Nolte in there?
Yeah, Greg, I'm a big fan.
I had no idea.
You know how long it took me? To walk
I,
you.
I don't.
I don't either.
48 hours.
There you are.
Hey!
At least it was in English. Greg, we're going to say goodbye.
Okay.
On that note.
Sorry, I really.
Sadly.
Tom, congratulations. I hear you got married.
I did over
that's
the weekend.
Yes, outstanding.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Great talking to you guys.
Okay. Love you, man. See
bye,
you, buddy.
Greg.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.